Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to Favor Life, the process of there with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today as we go through the process of there, that place where we have favor with God and man, that place where we are being made line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, that place where we have the faith of Abraham. And we see what God allows us to see, and we agree with heaven. We agree with what God is saying to us for our lives, for our destiny. And we allow that faith to stand, though it is tried, though we go through seasons, though we go through things that it doesn't look like it's going to come to pass. But we hold on to the hope of God's word, God's promise, God's truth, knowing that it is so because God said so. And that we are believing and knowing that God will not lie, that he's a good and a great God that will bring to pass all that he says. And because we trust him in due time and set seasons, he will cause the word to manifest. And the Bible says if we have the faith of Abraham, believing in Jesus Christ, receiving him as Lord and Savior, then all the blessings of Abraham are ours because we are holding on to what God says, the promises of what God says, knowing that God has spoken a word that can never return back unto him void. God, when God chooses an individual, a family member, or a family or a nation for his glory, he gets the glory out of them. He makes them for the place and the seasons that he's had prepared for them, that he's the often the finisher of, and he allows them to bring him glory, give him glory by their obedient trust in him. So we're thankful unto the Lord for choosing us and allowing us to have favor with him and man. The favor that he allows us to walk in and to get is just not favor just for things and for stuff. That favor is also, as it was with King David, is to allow people to come and agree with you in the place where God allows them to come and agree with you, and you stand with them and help them fight and win until they have won everything that God has said. So that favor is more than just, you know, God giving you favor and opening up doors. It allows people to also come and stand with you until you win everything that God says, because their victory is your victory as you're standing with them. So we're grateful unto the Lord that he allows people to stand with us until we win, until we receive all that God says, as we obey him and trust him and we move in the thing that he's called and commanded us to. So we're going to be encouraged today in this time that we have to trust God and know that the process is that their place, that place that God has for us, is the process of faith. And it is a place that God is preparing us for our tomorrow. He's preparing us for what we don't yet see and that he has not yet revealed. But if as we allow that process to go forth, that place of making to go forth, God's will is being done. The things that come to make us strong, as you've heard me say, and I say often, are the things that try our faith. It's the stuff that comes that we don't like. We don't like to deal with. We don't like to have happen in our lives. And it's the place that causes us to either trust God or get angry. And if you get angry and so to speak, rebel against God, rebel against his word, do it your way, all you're doing is delaying your process. You're delaying the time of your deliverance. Our obedience hastens or speeds up the time for our deliverance, our breakthrough, our next level, whatever God is saying. Our disobedience causes it to stand off longer. And until we align ourselves to obedience, we won't get or receive what God has for us. Look at Israel. Israel, that first generation, and we read this and we understand it, but we have to apply this to our now, today, our today, because even Paul says, don't look at it like it is a story, and I'm paraphrasing here. He says, don't think that this can't happen to you. understand and know that it can happen in your life if you rebel against God, that the things that you should have gotten speedily are the things that will be delayed to you, and you'll go around the same mountain, the same situation. The years may change, the people may change, but the situation is the same. You're not obtaining what God promised you because of your own rebellion against his will. And we don't want that. We want to be submissive unto the Lord so that we can receive all that he has for us and walk into every place that our foot trods, knowing that as we do, that ground belongs to us. As we watch God fight for us, as we watch God move for us, because we are moving in accordance to his will, submissive unto him. And this is what we want. Sometimes the plans that God has for us, if we're not careful, we will rebel against those plans because we don't think they're good. We don't think they're the best plans. We think that it's leading us the wrong way or it's taking us the wrong way. But God is so infinite in his wisdom. He knows what we're doing. He knows the way that we take. And he is preparing for us. When we read about the children of Israel leaving Egypt, the children of Israel were going around, and it looks like a zigzag when you see the pattern of where they were going, here and there. And it looked as if they were confused, and they didn't know what they were doing. But God was the one instructing Moses on how to take them and the way to take them and where to go. And their enemy said they're confused. They don't know what they're doing. Let's go and pursue them. Let's go and get them. But that was God's plan because he wanted them to come out from where they were so that he could ultimately destroy them and not have the Israelites never having to face them ever again. And sometimes what God might be doing in your life to others may look like it doesn't make sense, doesn't look like it is what it should be, or even look like you're on the right path. But you cannot go by what others think or see when you know that God is the one doing the leading, and you've heard him and you know what he's telling you, and this is where he's leading you to go and to do, because God is setting you up for something you have not yet seen, you have not walked into, but he's preparing you. And the things that are coming to make you strong are the things that are building you up in your most holy faith so that you would believe God and trust him regardless of where you go and what you go through and what you face, that you will know God is faithful and you won't charge him foolishly with words of immaturity, speaking and saying things that out of anger or frustration or hurt or pain. You won't charge or say anything to God foolishly, but you will say the word and you will praise him no matter what state you find yourself in, knowing that he is trustworthy and that he knows where you're at and he knows how to bring you out and he knows how to heal and deliver. He knows how to set free. He knows how to open up the door. He knows how to make the way. And your trust and your confidence in him says, God, I will believe you. You hold my world in your hands. You know exactly where I'm at. And you know my future. You know where I'm going. So you know my now moment. And even though it does not feel good, I will trust you knowing that it's going to work for my good. It's going to be that which causes me to bring you glory, and other lives are going to be changed. When you look, we look at the book of Esther, and we see, and we've read this, many of us have read the book of Esther, and we've studied or we've heard it preached many times, especially sometimes during Mother's Day. This is one of the books people normally go to, and they preach on a Mother's Day. And I want you to look at this and see that this is not about a woman or a man. This is about principles and keys that we all can take. And we can all apply, because this is talking about a place and a position and a posture that did not change regardless of what happened. When we look at Esther, we read about her and we see that her life was not a typical life, because the Bible lets us understand and know that Esther was one that her parents are not mentioned. No other family member is mentioned except for Mordecai. And this is the only family member that is mentioned, and they are not even in their homeland. They are exiled. They're in another homeland because of the disobedience and rebellion of the four fathers of Esther in the community and that nation. And it caused them to be in exile because they rebelled against God. And so here she is in exile. We don't know about her parents. We don't know what happened. We don't know when she was without her parents, if it was as a child or as a teen. But we do know we don't see parents here, and that Mordecai is the only one that she has. Now, this could have caused her to be bitter and angry and rebellious, and caused her to have the wrong heart and the wrong character, but this is not what we see. We see someone who's tender before God, who's obedient and trusting to God and submissive over the person that is rearing her, because we don't see a rebellious attitude. Her heart and her character and her submissiveness and her obedience to God and to the authority over her life caused her to be beautiful for inwardly and outwardly. And it caused that which was outwardly to be even more glorious, because she didn't allow the situations of her life to contaminate her and change her character. And many times what happens with people when they face certain places in their life where there's loss, where there is disappointment, where there is hurt, where there is rejection, where there's pain, we start allowing that to change us. We allow that to change our attitude, change our character, change our place of agreement with God and His will. We start allowing that to make us bitter or angry or closed off. And this is not what you see with Esther. Esther allowed even the situations that she was in, even though they looked bleak, even though they didn't look like the best, and even though she could not know or did not know her future, there was a trust there with God that she believed that He was going to take care of her. And this is a thing that we have to encourage ourselves with. No matter where we're going and what's going on, we have to trust that God knows where we are. We're not lost. He's not forgotten us. He's with us always because we are His. And He's going to be there to walk us and help us through where we're going. But we have to trust Him and don't allow our hearts to become stiff, to become those hearts that become full of walls that we now erect in our lives. We have to trust God that He knows how to mend even the brokenhearted, that He knows how to speak to us and revive us, that He knows how to pour into us and keep us tender, that we don't become those who become hard with life, hard with things that happen, and causes God's hand not to tenderly pull us back to where we need to be. So Esther had this. She was being prepared through all of everything that she was going through for where she would sit. And she didn't understand it, and she didn't know it, and she didn't comprehend the vastness of what God was going to do. But there was a love and there a trust for God. And we have to stay in that place of love and trust with God no matter what we face, no matter what we go through, being tender to God so that God can use us and be pliable to Him. Esther was that. Vashti was the one that rebelled, and she built up this hardness because she didn't get there overnight. It was a process of not liking either what was going on around her or the king's presence. She didn't like it. The same happened with Job's wife. Job's wife didn't like what was going on, and she wanted him to curse God and die. And she spoke words that were harsh out of bitterness, out of pain, and it showed where she was in the posture of her life. We have to remain in a place that is pliable. Because of her place of rebellion, Vashti's place of rebellion, removed from where she was seated, and there was a search for a new queen. This was all God's doing. She was being prepared all of those years for that place. You are being prepared for your next place. Don't allow disappointment or pain or hurt or failure or anything to make you hard and make you miss your door and your season. Stay in a place where God can apply His principles, His love to use for His glory. Things are going to happen, but all of these things are going to work for your good, and you have to trust God that it is going to work for your good, knowing that He's the author and the finisher of your faith, and He knows where you're at, He knows where you're going, and He knows how to get the glory out of you. And all of these things that are coming to try you, this pressure, these things that are coming that have not worked or the breakthrough has not happened, trust God that He knows where you're at, and He's going to give it to you. He's going to make it happen. Don't stop moving. Don't stop walking in faith. Don't stop believing God. Stay in that place where your faith is pleasing to God, that you say, no matter where I find myself, I'm going to bless Him. I'm going to love Him. I'm going to obey Him. I'm going to trust Him. I'm going to believe His report, and I'm going to stand on His word knowing that He's faithful. I'm Pastor Cheryl Sachs, and I know you've been encouraged in this walk of faith, in this journey. Know that God has called you to be a champion, more than a conqueror, and that you're victorious in Him. We'll see you the next time on Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of life.